I'm Martin DeCaro, transportation reporter for WAMU 88.5 News. Maryland Governor Larry Hogan's dream of building a high-speed magnetic levitation train is moving a step closer to reality. Maryland is trying to accomplish what several other states have tried and failed to do, and the obstacles haven't changed. The task lying before Maryland is going from this to this. The first sound you heard was a typical passenger railroad propelled by a noisy locomotive. The second was a maglev train, short for magnetic levitation. The Japanese maglev you heard tops 300 miles an hour. It's the fastest train in the world, floating on air above a magnetic track. Maglev technology's been around for more than a decade. The first train started running in China in 2004. But maglevs are still fairly rare. There are none in the U.S., but now, thanks to Governor Hogan's political will and the efforts of a private company, Maryland has received a $28 million federal grant to study possible maglev routes between Washington and Baltimore. The super-fast train would connect the two cities in 15 minutes.
This is a big step.
Maryland Secretary of Transportation Pete Ron says this is not just a feasibility study.
This goes into its actual planning and engineering. This is a requirement necessary for a project to actually occur. So this is big news.
It is big news for maglev backers, but it's not the first time Maryland has been here. At the start of last decade, the state considered using German maglev technology, but the project failed to gain public support or funding. More recently, Pennsylvania gave up on its maglev efforts 3 years ago.
We don't have a big history of that here in the United States.
Rob Puentes is a transportation policy expert at the Brookings Institution.
We're just barely now starting to experiment with high-speed rail investments.
Forget maglev for a moment. As Puentes says, there's not a single mile of any high-speed rail in the country yet.
There are really good projects that are underway in California and in Texas and in Florida.
Those are what you might call traditional high-speed rail, steel-on-steel technology. Maglev remains aspirational. Puentes points to practical reasons.
We think maglev has a lot of potential. We know that it certainly works in other parts of the world. The challenge is, how do you do it here in the United States? And particularly, how do you do it in a congested corridor between Washington and Baltimore? The challenge with maglev is that it has to be straight and it has to be flat. And that usually means tunneling.
Beyond tackling the physical challenges, Maryland will need political and financial backing, too. As of now, the state appears to be in good shape. Governor Hogan is behind maglev. Japan has promised a large loan. And maybe most important of all, the private sector is taking the lead.
We already have an agreement with the Japan Central Railroad that they would transfer that technology to us.
That's Wayne Rogers, the chief executive of the Northeast Maglev, the Baltimore-based company pursuing this project since 2010.
And we've looked over the entire world, and the Japanese technology is the newest, the best, the fastest, the most safe technology for high-speed rail transportation in the world.
Rogers says the Japan Bank of International Cooperation has promised to loan his company about half of what it would cost to build the 40-mile line, maybe five of the estimated $10 billion. But he might need some government help, in other words, tax dollars.
The federal government, we would anticipate, would be participating in the financing. And the reason that is that really the infrastructure is something that's important for developing our entire corridor. It's not just the state of Maryland.
He intends the Baltimore-DC connection to serve as a demonstration line with the idea of eventually building maglev all the way to New York. Rogers thinks it could be a couple of decades before that line is finished.
I mean, this is very, very far along of what is a marathon, not a sprint.
The first step for Maryland is getting federal environmental approval. That could take about 3 years. Construction would take several years more. So the question is, will all this time and money be worth 40 miles of maglev track? Ray LaHood was the Secretary of Transportation during President Obama's first term. High-speed rail was one of his priorities. He says the country should pursue maglev.
For the naysayers and the detractors that want to continue to talk about traditional means of transportation, they're living in the past. They need to look to the future.
He says the last generation left us the interstate highway system, so it's incumbent upon this one to get going on high-speed rail.
This is going to happen. It's going to happen in California. It's going to happen along the Northeast Corridor with maglev. It's happening in Texas between Dallas and Houston. There are a number of projects that will put the United States on the map, on the radar, when it comes to high-speed rail and maglev.
Some rail supporters count themselves among the maglev naysayers. Stuart Schwartz runs the Coalition for Smarter Growth, a big backer of public transportation. He says Maryland's maglev study is a distraction.
It's $28 million in federal money that could go to many more important transit needs, and certainly there are huge transit needs. Maryland's done a significant study of MARC commuter rail needs. People would love to have all-day two-way service between Baltimore and Washington, and what better thing to jumpstart the continued revitalization of Baltimore?
With the grant money in hand, Maryland and the Northeast Maglev will determine whether they can pull off an American first. Maglev will either become a multi-billion-dollar reality or not. I'm Martin DeCaro.